Boker Tov. Today we're going to discuss the laws of fruits during a meal. So the halacha is that bread covers any fruit which is eaten during the meal as long as that fruit is part of the meal. Let me explain. Bread covers any food which is either normally eaten with bread or made for satisfaction. So, for example, even if I'm not having cheese with my bread, since cheese's main idea is to satisfy you, it doesn't get its own blessing, the bread covers it. Or anything, meat, a salad, all of these things, the main goal is satisfaction, and therefore hamotzi covers it. On the other hand, since fruit oftentimes is there for just for flavor, not to satisfy, it is not considered covered by the bread. Therefore, it depends on the purpose of the fruit. So, for example, if I'm having melon at the beginning of the meal, you know it's healthier that way. Or at the end of the meal, it's dessert, certainly. And it's clearly there for a different purpose than satisfaction, it needs to get its own blessing. So a lot of people don't know that. Having melon at the beginning of the meal, it needs its own bracha, certainly for dessert. You have a fruit, you have dates, you have a fruit salad for dessert. It all needs to get its own blessing before, but not an after blessing. It is covered by benching. Okay? If, on the other hand, the fruit is part of the meal, let's say you're having a salad, and as part of the salad, you also have some nuts thrown in there, so then that would be considered part of the meal and would not merit its own blessing. Drinks also have a machlokas here. Generally, if you have wine, it covers any drinks in the meal. But if it's at the end of the meal for dessert, like a coffee or tea at the end of the meal, there you have a machlokas. And some say it gets its own bracha, and some say it doesn't get its own bracha. And so perhaps wisest is to wait till after the meal, and then certainly it will get its own bracha. So again, a lot of different perspectives, but Melamed, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, writes, fruits do get their own brei priya etzer or adama, if it's, let's say, watermelon, as long as it's there for taste and not for satisfaction. But if it's part of the meal eaten with the bread, then it will not get its own blessing. And again, all of this, you should always have kezayis worth of bread, and then everything is covered by that bread. All right, looking forward to more halacha based on Rabbi Ezra Melamed's Pini Halacha. Have a beautiful, fruitful day.